This morning, if you open your apps or the news, the paper, you read that one of the great people of our time, Archbishop Desmond Mobutu Tutu, died at the age of 90. This is a life to celebrate, someone who tirelessly worked to right injustice in his place and his time. Archbishop Tutu, if you have seen him on the screen or met him in person, was a man of electricity. He was bright almost all the time, even when he was fierce. And he was very fierce. But what he was known for more than anything was his electric, exuberant, excessive joy. Even in the midst of really, really difficult times, one of those people for whom life just sprang up. That was not by accident. He was one of those people who was pulled into his work. He started out as a school teacher, born to a school teacher, father was a school teacher, realized that the work he was given to do laid a claim on his life. The reason I'm dwelling with Bishop Tutu, who's in some ways given to us this morning to celebrate, is that is really, his life is a beautiful embodiment of the point of the whole story that we tell. This very particular story that we've listened to chapter by chapter again this morning, of this notable birth that starts at the edge, told from the edges, the underside, seeing what no one can see right at the beginning, but one that has destiny, is the story of all of us. The great 12th century theologian Meister Eckhart said, "The eternal birth must take place in you." But the whole telling of the story, I don't know that we've always got this as right as we might, is not that that Jesus is so different and special and apart from all of us, but that this is the story God is telling with and through and for all of us. One of the churches that I served previous to this, and previous to Trinity Wall Street, was called St. Gregory of Nyssa in San Francisco. An extraordinarily beautiful church like this that was built in the ancient style of an octagon. And on the walls that are about this tall, there are 88 saints painted in an iconic style as icons. They were life-size, all with the hand on the shoulder of the person next to them, dancing together, saints in life. The church chose those 88 saints with two criteria. The first, they had to be dead. And the second was that they had to have had local impact in a universal way, meaning they had to make a difference in their little world to advance this idea that God was moving quickly through the world through all of us. They made one exception to their two rules. On the wall, long before he died, was Desmond Tutu. Because of all the people they chose, they didn't have to wonder whether he would be counted among the saints. They said, nope. This is how we are patterning our own lives. In that great circle, Jesus is leading the dance in the center. And around this most extraordinary set of characters, the church chose over the altar, Queen Elizabeth is dancing with Malcolm X. And over on that wall, This caught my husband's attention when he walked in. It was Ella Fitzgerald. To make this point that this is about us. This is about us walking our lives, living with the deepest integrity we can find, to tell the truth of this story. How does the eternal birth take place in us? I just want to leave that as an open-ended question, because that is, I think, the answer we are making with our lives as we join those circles. And the answer isn't actually the important thing. It's living into that huge question. And I'll leave this as the coda. You know, if you haven't heard Desmond Tutu laugh, it's worth just Googling it. I'm sure I didn't try it, but I bet if you Google Desmond Tutu's laugh, there'll be a clip that comes up. It was a laugh from the belly. To listen to the Dalai Lama and Desmond Tutu laugh together is really something. That is the eternal birth happening in this moment. It's happening for us too. It happens no matter what time it is, no matter what is happening in the world. That is probably the most infectious, and I'm using that word carefully, thing we can do with our lives. So Merry Christmas, Merry in that deepest sense of living the deep question of how the birth happens in our lives from our center with joy.